Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia has carried out yet another deadly airstrike against its southern neighbor, Yemen. This time, Saudi warplanes bombed a mosque in the western province of Hodeidah, killing at least 5 people. The airstrike comes hours after the Yemeni Navy targeted a Saudi military vessel off the northwestern port of Midi in the Red Sea. Reports say the vessel was destroyed and all its crew killed. Meanwhile, the Yemeni army and popular committees say that they have repelled an infiltration attempt by Saudi-backed militants into the Nim district in Sana'a province. Yemeni forces managed to push back militants and kill a number of them. The army also pounded areas under the control of Saudi-backed forces in retaliation. Crossing over to Sana'a, joined by Hossein al-Bakhati, activist and political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us. It just seems like the Saudi regime is getting more and more desperate. So we have heard about them bombing even a mosque today. And of course, this comes after their forces were attacked in the Red Sea. Tell us about all of this, the relationship, and what it means as far as we would say perhaps a desperate regime.
Of course, those type of strikes show everyone how desperate the Saudi has become, because they cannot protect their warships in the Red Sea. They cannot protect against Yemeni ballistic missiles or against Yemeni attacks in the Saudi border. And we all the time we see that the only response that they take is against civilians. As you mentioned, they have bombed this mosque, killing 5 civilians. This attack came after the prayers. So just imagine if they have conducted during the prayers in that mosque. And it was 5 civilians who live nearby the mosque who have no water because of the Saudi blockade and destruction of water supplies in that area. So they went to that mosque to get some water. And suddenly, as soon as they entered the mosque, the Saudi conducted one strike, killed those 5 people. And there are reports there are 3 to 4 civilians who were also injured. And it seems to be that the Saudi actually trying to do as it called carpet bombing. They have done this like in especially in the northern region of Yemen, as well in the coast of Hodeidah. They have bombed many mosques, many markets. They have cut many roads by targeting everything that moves in that area, because they're trying to make it very, very hard for civilians to live in that area. And just today, they have targeted a road in Razih, the main road from Sa'da to Razih area near the Saudi border, killing 2 civilians, injuring other 3, and cutting the road. On 8th of October, they have targeted a pea farm in Al-Hudaydah, killing 5 civilians from one family. This family, because they have lost their income in the sea, they have lost their income in Hodeidah. So they have made those private bees farm to make a living. Then the Saudi has came and killed those 5 civilians from one family. And I don't know, I mean, what the international community is going to do against the Saudi. The Saudi attack is every day. It hasn't stopped from the beginning of this war. And now in Yemen, especially in the area under the control of Sana'a government, we hardly can find fuel in petrol station. Most of the petrol stations in Sana'a are closed. Many hospitals are running out of diesel, which is one of the main things that keep those hospitals open. And all that is because the Saudi latest operation against Hodeidah, and because of the blockade. And one of the main reasons, they have cut the main road between Hodeidah and Sana'a. They have not controlled the road, but as I mentioned, by carpet bombing. And to be honest, Yemeni civilians are really, really suffering. We are on the brink of another cholera outbreak. Millions of Yemenis, depend on humanitarian aid. And on the top of that, we see that the United Nations is not doing anything to let humanitarian aid come freely to Yemen, to Hodeidah. 85% of the aid come to Yemen, come from Hodeidah port, and all the ships are searched. But still, the Saudi actually is deliberately delaying those ships deliberately, not allowing those ships to reach Hodeidah because they want to force Yemeni civilians into submissions.
All right, thank you so much for being with us out of Sana'a. Hossein Bahati, activist and political commentator.